Charles said that traveling around the world opened up his ears. It's a quote that brothers Jonah and Jesse Marks live by. They like to travel together all over the world, and when they travel, they like to bring back artifacts, keepsakes, mementos from the places they've seen. But what they bring back isn't your average kitschy keepsake. It's not a t-shirt or a souvenir. In fact, what they carry back with them can't be seen or touched. What they carry back is sound. The Marx Brothers run an online sound bank, an archive of recordings from all over the world called thetouchofsound.com. Jesse is a sound engineer by day. Jonah works at an investment bank. But their true love is traveling and collecting sound for others to experience. I had a conversation with them at the UBS Forum and the NPR studios in downtown St. Paul this month. Let's listen.
Where did you just come back from?
We just came back from Belize.
You were in Belize?
Yes.
You really shouldn't say that to a Minnesotan group right now. Right. Can you rethink the answer, please?
Mm. Maybe Iceland. We just came from Minneapolis.
Okay, so we're going to... these guys brought a bunch of sound clips for us to listen to, and I actually thought that we could play a little game with it. I was going to play some clips and see if people could guess what they are, all right?
Great.
So before we get to it, though, when did you both realize you like to travel?
It was pretty early on. I think both Jesse and I have always been curious, adventurous people, and when we started traveling... That's just the one way to ensure that everything you do can be a new experience, can be something different, something you've never seen before. And
yeah, everything counts when you're traveling.
Right. But when did you get the idea to, you know, record sound?
Well, as a sound engineer, I would always be collecting different ambient noises. I'm kind of an audio geek, but I'd be collecting different noises, whether it be trains, whether it be markets, different things I might be able to use in my work for film and television someday.
So you started this website, The Touch of Sound, and did you start with, you know, a dozen recordings or 50, or, you know, how big was it when you started?
Well, when we launched the site back in May of 2012, we had, I think we represented about 25 countries and had about 50 sounds, but now on the site we have over 300 sounds from 70 plus countries, and our collection is definitely well into the thousands.
And you've got people who contribute too, who actually send you.
Correct, yeah. We have, at this point, over 125 contributors, and it seems to be growing by the week.
I love your website because whenever I'm stressed out, I go click over there and listen to the ocean or listen to something. All right, so let's listen to some of the tracks you brought us. I'm not going to tell you what this is. We're going to have you guess. You guys have the first track queued up? Frogs. All right, Eddie, just shout out what you think it is. Ducks. It's a bird. You know, what is it? It is
the keel-billed toucan.
It's a toucan.
From Belize. It's actually the national bird of Belize.
That's kind of an ugly sound, really. I mean, I thought frogs, too. Like a little.
The duck was a good guess because it is kind of a quack.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful sound, but...
Now, did you actually see the... So you were here. You took this picture. You saw
Yeah, we were there. And almost as if they were expecting us, four of these keel-billed toucans came and kind of serenaded us with their song.
With their croaking.
Yeah, it was our little Belizean toucan quartet.
Okay, let's play another one. Should we tell them what? Should we have them guess, or should we just? Do you want to tell
this
them the story?
This one would be probably a tough guess.
Okay, go ahead and set up the clip then.
Yeah, this one comes from Cambodia actually, and the temples of Angkor Wat, and it was a beautiful moment. You know, getting there was half the fun. You know, you wake up in the middle of the night, and it's literally a race to the jungle on tuk-tuks and motorbikes, and people whizzing by
clouds
you.
Clouds of dust.
Clouds of dust everywhere. And you get to the monument before the sun rises, and you can barely see the silhouette on the horizon.
Yeah, and when we got there, there was this wall of people kind of reaching to get the best photo possible. But
like,
I was immediately...
With their cameras, like trying to get the...
Yeah, tripods and everything. But I was immediately drawn to the sound we were hearing. In the not too far off distance, we heard music. And as we got closer and closer to the source, we realized that it was a group of young orphan children playing these different mallet instruments and drums. Yeah. And it was a really beautiful moment as the sun rose over the temple.
Well, let's hear it. Isn't it amazing what this sound does to that picture? It really, it's almost like... bringing back sound, it brings you right back there to that
moment.
Brings
you right to the experience, absolutely.
Right.
And that's kind of how we got the idea originally. When we come back from a trip, the first thing we would do, we would get together with our mom and our grandmother, and we would share photos, not only the photos, but the sounds. And they raved. They loved hearing the sounds. It brought them so much closer to the experience. And that's when we realized that we wanted to share that with other people.
Yeah, I love that. I appreciate it, too, because, you know, I can't just jet off the way you guys do. So I get to actually visit where you visit by listening to the sounds you bring back. Okay, let's go to the next one. This one's in Istanbul.
Sure. Yeah, this is another one of our favorites. It's actually from a more recent trip. We were in Turkey at the end of last year, and it was just one of the days we were walking around the old city of Istanbul, just in awe of all the history and architecture that city has to offer.
All right, wait a minute, though. Let's just tell them the truth, okay? These guys told me they're going to Istanbul. I have a book that's published in Istanbul. It's called Pretty Little Mistakes. I'm big in Turkey. And it couldn't have been France. Had to be Turkey. So I said, well, you have to go meet my editor, Nazla. I've never met her, but she's wonderful. And these three call me filled with red wine in the middle of the night. This is great. And we actually, on our first Beautiful World, we aired the story that you guys went and got for me. Well, we did Boatman, right? Yep. And that was down in New Orleans. But then this one, Gezi Park.
Gezi Park, correct.
So I've forced you kind of to get a little few more stories. Do you feel like that's the next natural step for your recording?
We've been having fun with it.
Yeah.
It sort of has allowed us to kind of get beyond what a normal tourist might see as we're talking to the locals, getting kind of the vibe of the people. It really kind of brings that extra element to the travel.
Where was it you went with Nazla? You got a recording over there. Was it a train?
No, the one we're going to play, this was the Sultan Ahmet, or the Blue Mosque, which is one of the most famous landmarks of the city, and we weren't really paying attention to the time. We walked into the courtyard, and immediately upon getting in there on the loudspeakers above our head, the call to prayer came on, and I vividly remember just kind of having that chills in my spine as we recorded this sound.
Let's hear it.
It was so powerful because it just is echoing around the courtyard and felt like you could hear it for miles on the loudspeakers. It was truly amazing.
What do you use to record?
We just use a little handheld field audio recorder, something kind of like this.
That is tiny. It's very cute.
And it's got a little hat to protect the wind.
But that's good enough quality?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. That's what is primarily used for the website.
All right, I think we have time for one last one, and this one is in Guatemala.
Yeah, we were in the jungles of Guatemala visiting the Mayan ruins of Tikal, which is one of the most important Mayan ruin sites. And a friend of ours told us that we have to be there as the jungle wakes up. We weren't really sure what that meant, but we said, let's do it. So we got up early again, like Angkor Wat, and get to the jungle, only to find out that it's this incredible roar of the howler monkeys that wakes up the jungle.
Like there's a moment in time, it's like a rooster, but it's a howler monkey?
Exactly.
Okay, let's hear it.
Despite the ferocious sound, they're cute little monkeys.
Let me guess, Jonah, you like this sound too.
I very much like that sound.
Okay, so when did you decide to take all these recordings and actually post them for, you know, other people to actually come in here?
Well, yeah, like we said, we got such a great reaction from our family members and friends when we play the sounds, and we wanted to really give that opportunity to other people, and that's when we got other people involved collecting sounds, so that as much as we would love to travel all over the world and collect all these sounds ourselves, we wanted to open the door to as many people as possible, and our goal is to kind of spread the word and get as many people involved.
Yeah, just spotlight the world in a unique way.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite? That's a hard question.
I actually think the toucans is probably my favorite.
It was a recent one. Yeah, and I really liked the Angkor Wat sound because I love music, and it was just so special. Just seeing the sunrise over the temple was so amazing in itself, but to hear the music and to put it all together was really neat.
Well, thanks so much for coming. Will you come back? Will you come back and bring us some new sounds next show?
Sure. We'd love to.
All right, thanks for being here, you guys.
World.
Mark Brothers.
I'm Heather McElhattan, and this is A Beautiful World.